It's not just pancakes anymore, and that causes a beef in the food service world. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 11th of June. Thanks for coming by. And by the way, did you hear that Domino's is now out fixing potholes? We're not making that up. If UPS drivers go out on strike, what's the hit for UPS and others? We've got some numbers for you. The massive tax bill is leading to what? Stock buybacks that are making some executives very wealthy. It's official. You can say goodbye to net neutrality. Or can we? Those stories, the markets, and a conversation with Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas about a host of items, from the G7 conference to Senator John McCain to immigration to, yeah, those stock buybacks and more. Stay with us. The business news is coming right up.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AUREON to get started. No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Grateful that you clicked through. By the way, you want to hook up with us on Twitter? It's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. And by the way, we do have on our Twitter feed a couple of photographs about the stuff we're talking about in this afternoon's broadcast, at IOB underscore News Hour. Let's get started, huh? So who has the beef? Seems some folks at Wendy's and Denny's just had to mix it up with IHOP now that the famous Pancake House has changed its name to IHOB, adding burgers to the menu. Both Wendy's and Denny's took their social media accounts to share strong feelings about the matter, effectively starting a Twitter beef war. In the process, shots were first fired by Denny's, whose Twitter account, long known for its sass on the internet, shaded IHOP for insinuating that the pancake and breakfast chain's big marketing ploy for its burger launch, that whole deal, will not be memorable in the long run. This is what they said on their Twitter feed. Quote, "Hey, Grandpa, you remember the great burger wars?" The answer? LOL, no, I was chilling, drinking milkshakes, and trying to make sense of Westworld. I don't get it either, but all right. Meanwhile, Wendy's mixed it up a bit. A tweet asked, quote, "So Wendy's, you just gonna let IHOB sell burgers on your block? Thought you were the original." That question got this shade from Wendy's, quote, "Not really afraid of the burgers from a place that decided pancakes were too hard." And so it goes. Marketing in the age of Twitter. The Pancake House is now selling what it calls Ultimate Steak Burgers. They say that's a menu item so monumental that it warranted a name change for the time being, the company said in a statement. Staying on the food beat for just a bit, Domino's is now into road repair. We're not making this one up either. Today, the pizza company launched a program to go out and work with your local city and fix potholes in the streets. Why? Well, Domino's say that all those bumps can have a negative impact on your delivered pizza. Customers can go to the pavingforpizza.com website and nominate their town. Domino's will work with selected municipalities to fix roads that affect customers and their prized pizza. Through the program, Domino's has already helped improve roads in Bartonville, Texas, Milford, Delaware, Athens, Georgia, and Burbank, California. And it's not just one pothole. In Milford, Delaware, pavingforpizza.com filled 40 potholes in about 10 hours. It's also an opportunity for some marketing for Domino's. The crews put up Paving for Pizza signs when they were fixing those potholes. They used branded steamrollers and even spray painted the Domino's logo on the patched potholes. That is brilliant. And by the way, you want to see that patch with the Domino's logo and what they say? You can head over to our Twitter feed at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, workers at UPS are threatening a strike. And if that happens, what might be the impact to not only UPS, but other companies? To put all of this into context, the last major strike at UPS, which came in 1997, when employees stopped working for 15 days, resulted in a net loss for the company of $211 million. But that was long before UPS was a major shipper for online merchandise. The Atlanta-based company is much larger today than it was two decades ago, thanks largely in part to the growth of online shopping. Revenue at UPS has nearly tripled from about $22 billion back then to roughly $66 billion last year. Over that period, UPS unionized workforce grew by more than 40%. That's strength. Another edge for UPS workers, while shipping companies could struggle to pick up the slack in the event of a strike, UPS transports about 20 million packages and documents per year. So in financial terms, that amounts to roughly 6% of the U.S. gross domestic product. That's a big mountain to climb. So the question is, will the Teamsters walk out? Watch this space. Well, this is looking serious. According to Robert Jackson Jr., he's a Securities and Exchange Commission member, corporate executives are using tax cuts and share buybacks to pad their own compensation. Companies have announced a record-breaking level of share buybacks since Congress passed the Republican-backed tax reduction back in December. Critics of the $1.5 trillion measure had worried that it would lead to big rewards for shareholders and only limited benefit to the broader economy. Robert Jackson Jr. said today that corporate bigwigs have been selling their shares after the buyback announcements hit, cashing in from the stock price surge that often happens after a repurchase notice. Jackson and his staff studied 385 instances of buyback announcements over the past 15 months, and they found that the announcements boosted share prices by an average of 2.5%, leading in half the cases to at least one company executive selling shares. Meanwhile, insider selling occurred twice as often in the 8 days after a buyback announcement. In that 8-day period, insiders sold an average of $500,000 worth of stock each day. That's a 5-fold increase from the days before a repurchase notice. While Jackson acknowledged that executives who use buybacks to boost their compensation are not breaking the law, he said they are contributing to the short-term nature of trading that has plagued the market. Wow. It's official. The Federal Communications repeal of net neutrality rules, which had required internet service providers to offer equal access to all web contact, well, that took effect today. The rules enacted by the administration of President Barack Obama in 2015 prohibited internet providers from charging more for certain content or from giving preferential treatment to certain websites. After the commission voted to repeal the rules in December, the commission faced a public outcry, legal challenges from state attorneys general, and public interest groups. There was also a push by Democratic lawmakers to overturn the decision. The opponents argued that the repeal would open the door for service providers to censor content online or charge additional fees for better service, something that could hurt small companies. And several states have already taken action to impose rules on a local level. Several states, for example, in March, Governor Jay Inslee of Washington signed into law that effectively replaced the federal rules. Others, including the governors of Montana and New York, used executive orders to force net neutrality. And as of late May, state legislators had introduced bills to ensure net neutrality, according to the National Conference of State Legislators. More than 20 states have filed lawsuits against the FCC to stop the repeal, including New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Mississippi, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, and the District of Columbia. You should know that in May, both Iowa U.S. senators voted to kill net neutrality in the United States Senate. Over the weekend, YouTube shut down the Brownells Gun Company channel, but once Google, the parent company of YouTube, got some heat, they turned it back on. Brownells spokesperson Ryan Rep said that it was unclear what happened, but in discussing with others in the industry, it appeared that several firearms-related accounts received some type of sanction from YouTube over the weekend. Now, Brownells does not manufacture guns, but from its giant warehouse and retail store off of Interstate 80 in Grinnell, the company supplies thousands of guns and gun parts to customers across the globe. Something else, huh? All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about those tax cut laws and corporate buybacks and all kinds of other things with Joaquin Castro. Joaquin Castro is a congressperson from the state of Texas. We'll also check on the markets and more. Thanks for clicking through to the Business News Hour.